Frogs in Yosemite are in danger of extinction, and biologists have to deal with a combination of causes to try to save them. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. The mountain yellow-legged frog is in trouble. Wildlife biologist Lara Rakovich has been studying the frog in Yosemite National Park. She says its numbers began to dwindle in the 1950s when some of the lakes and streams in the High Sierra were stocked with trout. The trout began eating the frogs. Rakovich says the amphibian's declining population left it more vulnerable to disease. Annual surveys in the 1990s revealed a population crash.
One year, the populations would be looking healthy and there would be plenty of frogs and tadpoles. The next year, they would come and there would be dozens, if not hundreds, of dead frogs, skeletons at the bottom of the lake. Only the tadpoles were remaining. And then in subsequent years, they'd come back and the population was extirpated or extinct from the area.
The frogs have been hit hard by chytrid fungus, a pathogen responsible for amphibian declines all over the world. In the Sierras, the hungry trout hinder the chances for healthy frogs to repopulate. Rakovich says efforts to save the mountain yellow-legged frog will have to address both the fish and the fungus. But she says other factors also have an impact in the national parks.
These are areas where the ecosystems are supposedly protected from severe habitat loss or over-exploitation of the individuals. But yet, even in these protected areas, the ecosystems and the species are being impacted by things that are happening outside.
For example, climate change seems to be driving the spread of the chytrid fungus that's killing the mountain yellow-legged frogs in Yosemite. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.